Welcome to the Kalegi Convenience Store. Those Tic Tacs, oh, they're a mere $7,422.37. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We're going to talk about a woman who only wanted to watch the Hallmark Channel, so she reached out to her cable provider, and when she got her next bill, they called her a super B. Yeah, and you can kind of figure out what the rest of that word is. Cable companies. What a mess. Their customer service relations are non-existent, and that's pretty apparent after looking at this woman's bill. We'll have the story. And then the worst airports in the world. Do you hate to fly? You know, the planes, that's not the problem. The people on the planes, that's not the problem either. It's the airport. They're awful, all of them. They're disgusting, they're crowded, they're inconvenient, and we'll have some of the worst. Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. This week, Lisa is talking about gym etiquette. Don't leave sweat all over that. Clean it up before you move on. And then ways to fall back asleep in 10 minutes or less. You ever wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and not be able to get back to sleep until 6:15? And then the alarm clock goes off at 6:20? Yeah, we'll have some help for you. We start things off this hour with $750 for a box of condoms in Venezuela. Kind of puts a crimp on the old Saturday night routine, does it not, folks? Yeah, it sure does. Shortages of basic products such as corn, milk, and chicken creating long lines at supermarkets and pushing inflation well past the 60% mark in just the last year alone. More recently, shortages are affecting people in the South American country in a more personal way. Venezuelan consumers complain condoms and birth control pills are nowhere to be found. Shortages that first affected the dining table have now made their way into the boudoir. CNN visited 8 pharmacies in Caracas, the Venezuelan capital. 4 had no condoms at all, and the other 4 had limited availability. A couple of them only carried one domestic brand. When you shop for these things, are you shopping by brand? No, you run in, you grab the box, you go up there, and you embarrassingly pay for them, and you run out of the store. That's what you do. Yuriyama Bakker, a pharmacy manager, said her establishment doesn't get supplies with the frequency they once did. Can you believe it? It's been 2 weeks since the last shipment. Things have been slow since early January, and it's been the same thing so far this month, Bakker said. Venezuelans are turning to Mercado Libre, or free market. It's a website similar to eBay where consumers buy and sell all kinds of products. Buying your condoms from a site similar to eBay. Wow. One subscriber is selling a box of 36 condoms for 4,760 bolivars. That's a whopping $755 US at the official exchange rate. It's also 85% of the Venezuelan monthly minimum salary, currently at 5,602 bolivars. You're making quite a sacrifice for the old Saturday night routine, shall we say, or for whenever you're going to partake in such activity. President Nicolas Maduro announced in June his government was building a condom factory to supply the domestic market. The factory was built, but pharmacy managers say quality has not been what their customers demand. Production levels are not meeting domestic demand either. The economy is saved. We've built a condom factory, folks. What's the skill level to work at a condom factory? I don't know, and I don't know if I want to know. Did they open the factory yet? Is the factory up and running? Because usually if you are producing something in your town that is readily available, you go down to Richmond, Virginia, the cigarette capital of the world. You can buy 9,000 cigarettes in every establishment because they're made right there. So let's hope the condom supply returns to where it needs to be in Caracas and around Venezuela. Stay with us. Coming up next, Comcast calls a woman the B word in her bill. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. W. Clement Stone was a paperboy who became a billionaire. Here's his three-step formula for big success.
First, inspiration to action. As a paperboy, all his money was invested in newspapers, which would soon be worthless. He had to sell them.
Second, know-how. Stone learned diners would buy papers to read while they ate. But the restaurant owner didn't like peddlers. Stone got kicked out, only to sneak back in. He learned to be persistent.
Third, activity knowledge. Stone mimicked successful paperboys who barked out the day's headlines to get customers' attention.
Use your motivation to hone your craft and keep learning. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So your child has been dared by another kid to do something. Think they can resist? Maybe, maybe not. Here's the developmental science of it. I dare you is a taunting phrase. And if a child doesn't make good on a dare, well, they're teased. And so it seems that about 30% of all children will take up a dare. That's 3 out of every 10. Dares are most often issued by boys to boys, and younger boys are usually encouraged to endanger themselves. Older boys are typically challenged to vandalize or to attack another, and eighth graders will comply more often than younger children. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta teach your child to resist dares. Teach them that friends who dare other friends aren't friends at all. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.